just bitterly disappointed, obviously. Again, we can't defend to save our lives, you know, and it's just, I might as well just press the same old tape recorder again, you know, or they call it BISC, just the same old recorder that, you know, can't, you know, just give them another two goals again, you know, so that's what's disappointing, really. Just chalk and cheese, wasn't it, you know, it's, but, you know, why are we giving teams two goal leads and everything else, but the second half, you know, just didn't fall for us. Just in the replay, I think the referee gave a free kick to for a push on from Jacko, but no, he just the leg just fell over, so that could have been a draw. But just second half was much better, and that was take any positive from it. And we take that positive from playing the second half, and you've got to play like that every single week, but for 95 minutes, not just for 45 minutes. We were miles better, but we're coming in at half time 2-0 down. That's the problem. You know, that's you know, we've got to do that, like I said, for 95 minutes, and it'd be nice to do it for. Nice to do that every single week, but that's what we want to do. But obviously, that's not happened today. We've got to move on and look forward to Tuesday now, because obviously they're getting bigger and bigger, these games. Yeah, they won every second balls again. They won, but to be fair, you know, I've seen the goals, obviously, and you know, we just the cross comes in, and then you know, like I say, got centre forward in the middle of the 6-yard box, tapping it in twice. We don't get that at all. Their centre halves or their defenders are throwing their bodies at it and everything else, and we don't get no tap-ins or anything like that. So, but that was the difference between the result today. You know, the first half and obviously the second half. You know, first half we give them loads of time all over the pitch. Second half we didn't, and we played much better. We knocked the ball around really well in the second half. There was some good football being played, and obviously we were very unfortunate not to get a result, mind you. But first half was just very poor. They've got to step up. You know, they've got to step up. They should have stepped up at the start of the season all the way through to now. And but they haven't done that all season. But they've got to do that, and otherwise, you know. You know, we're obviously this is a relegation battle. You know, that is what it is. You know, and like I say, the table doesn't lie. So we just got to lick our wounds from today and hopefully move on and just play like we did second half, and we'll be okay. But you know, they're just words, aren't they? They've got to do it on the pitch.
I think it may be a mindset sort of thing that didn't come out the first half like they did second half. I mean, you only changed a couple of people. It was strange how it can be sort of chalk and cheese, like you say.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? You know, just but if, you know the. It's just, it is what it is. Do you know what I mean? I think it just is what it is, and we've just got to make sure that we get into them again and make sure they, like I say, play like they did in the second half. But we can tell them and do stuff in training and everything else, but they've got to do it themselves, obviously. As soon as they go that white line, we can't do nothing about that. We just got to. They've got to learn very, very, very quickly. That's a difference.
How are you feeling right now? It must hurt you as well, doesn't it?
It hurts me terribly. Yeah, it does hurt me. It always hurts me. But like I say, we just got to take the positives from the second half and look forward to Tuesday. But I'm always hurting.